Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Budweiser Gardens in London, a 5-1 final in favor of the Knights. Let's look at your scoring summary from this game, which began just 40 seconds in. Caleb Lawrence would get the Knights on the board. His fifth of the playoffs from Jackson Edward and Max McHugh. It was 1-0 London. Carson Rakoff would tie it for the Kitchener Rangers. His fifth of the postseason from Edward Chalet and Philip Machar at 6:57, 1-1. But the Knights, just under 5 minutes later, would restore their lead and then never look back. Kasper Haltinen's fourth of the playoffs from Isaiah George and William Nickel at 11:31. It was 2-1 London after one. In the second, the Knights would add two more. Henry Brustevich with his first of the playoffs from Kasper Haltinen and Michael Simpson, the goaltender. 2:36 in, it was 3-1 London. And then Jacob Julien with his first of the playoffs from Kasper Haltinen and Easton Cowan at 6:16 of the second on the Channers power play. 4-1 Knights after 40 minutes. In the third, Jackson Edward would bomb one from the blue line. Caleb Lawrence and Landon Sim drew the assists. It came at 7:43 of period number three. 5-1 London, and that's how this one would end. The Knights finish 1-for-6 on the Channers power play. The Rangers 0-for-6. And the Knights outshoot the Rangers 25-24 on the day. A sellout crowd of 9,036 takes this one in here at Budweiser Gardens this afternoon into evening. So the Knights have a 2-0 series lead with Game 3 set for the Memorial Auditorium in Kitchener on Tuesday night. Your post-game show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is Kitchener Rangers playoff hockey on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside Budweiser Gardens in London, where the Rangers fall 5-1 in Game 2, and it is now a 2-0 series lead for the London Knights. The Knights improve to 6-0. In the postseason. I know that 15-1 is the best. No, is it? Is it 16-2? 16-2 is the best playoff record to date. That's right, because the Kitchener Rangers back in 2008, the year they hosted and lost in the final of the Memorial Cup, Kitchener was 12-1. Headed into the OHL final versus Belleville, went up 3-0, so were 15-1, and had they been able to sweep aside the Belleville Bulls, they would have finished 16-1 in the playoffs and established a new playoff best mark. I believe, I'm going off the top of my head here, forgive me, I think it's Ottawa that holds it. Nonetheless, 16-2 is the best playoff mark. London's off to a 6-0 start here in this postseason. I know the 16th win is a long way away, but London certainly has been playing some good hockey. They win it here 5-1 today, and let's send it downstairs to Paul Fixter and UC Ahokas.
Thanks, Mike. I'm ice level with head coach UC Ahokas. Coach, I guess just your general thoughts after a 5-1 loss here in Game 2.
We were our special teams, or our PK, they scored one. The PK worked actually pretty fine, but there's too many penalties all in all. All in all, we didn't utilize our power play, didn't work. We have to get that going if we want to win. We have to get a better power play, and we have to go more to the hard areas that we utilize our chances.
You had 7 power play goals in the Erie series. You're 0-4 the first game, 0-6 here today. What's changing in your mind?
I think we need a little bit more speed, and then we need a little bit more. Our choices with the puck, we have to do better choices and play a little bit. Certain situations, we try to force things, and then the choices what we make, they're not great right now.
It was a very physical game, Coach. Do you think that was part of London's game plan, is to come out hitting?
They might have it, yeah. We have to be able to do the same thing. It doesn't. Yeah, it's playoffs. You have to be able to play hard.
Coach, the 2 days off in between games two and three, is that good for your hockey club to make some adjustments?
Oh yeah, for sure. We need we get more recovery now, and that's a good thing. Good thing for us that we get recovery and we get our legs going again. We need to be better from the start.
Always appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with some post-game thoughts following a 5-1 Game 2 setback here at Budweiser Gardens in London. Your post-game show is brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Kasper Haltonen led the way offensively for the London Knights in a 5-1 win over the Kitchener Rangers today. Let's get it back downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate Matthew Sopp giving us a few minutes of his time. It's never easy after games like that. Matthew, your feelings after being down in the series two games and losing 5-1 here today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough. We know they're a good opponent, but, you know, we know our skill. We know how hard we can work on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, we just kind of have to forget about those and go into Tuesday with a positive attitude.
Is there a belief in the hockey club that you can get the victory on Tuesday night?
No matter what, we don't stop believing. I know our group. We're such a tight-knit group. We'll do anything for each other, so we're definitely not out of this.
What's it going to take from the hockey club to get that first victory?
Yeah, I think it's just going to take us grinding. I mean, I don't think we've put in a full 60 of really, you know, full consistent hard work. And I think, you know, if we can do that, I think, you know, we can have a lot of success.
They set a real physical tone right off the hop. A lot of hits out there. It looked like that was part of their game plan. Does this team have the punch in them to give that back?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you've seen it throughout the year. It's just we got to stay consistent with it through the 60. As I said again, we definitely have the punch. We definitely have the bite. We definitely want it so badly. Trust me, all those guys in the locker room want it really badly. So we're going to show that on Tuesday.
Matthew, the power play, is that a concern at all going 0 for 10 in the first two games?
I mean, obviously that's never what you want to do. But, like, I think we have a lot of good players on our power play, and you know, we're gonna get to work in practice, and hopefully convert.
Matt, I just want to end on a positive note and congratulate you on your Leo Lalonde Memorial Award as the overage player of the year. You've had a great season. Let's have a continued success and great playoffs. But congratulations on that recognition. Well deserved.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. The overager of the year, indeed. And that's not just for the Kitchener Rangers, but league-wide, the Leo Lalonde Trophy goes to Matthew Sopp of the Kitchener Rangers. Matt and the Rangers trail the London Knights 2-0 following a 5-1 loss here in London today. Your post-game show is brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
A lopsided loss for the Kitchener Rangers here today. 5-1 the final in favor of the London Knights, who grab a 2-0 series lead in this best-of-seven Western Conference semifinal. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game. Three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Third star with a goal and an assist here this afternoon into tonight is Caleb Lawrence of the London Knights. Lawrence was the first star in game number one. Jackson Edward also had a goal and an assist for the victorious London Knights. He was named star number two. And Kasper Haltonen with a goal and two helpers. In fact, Haltonen's first period goal would stand up as the game winner. And Haltonen is the first star of this game. So your three stars go Haltonen, Edward, and Lawrence, your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. We'll take a final break, come back with some final Fixter thoughts right after this. Post-game coverage for USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Nice. It's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside Budweiser Gardens, a 5-1 final in favor of the London Knights. And the Kitchener Rangers, Paul Fixter, are going to have to hope it's the home cooking that helps them find their stride in this series, because this one was a little bit lopsided. 5-1 is not the most lopsided score you'll ever hear, but really London controlled from the get-go, scoring 40 seconds in and exacting a pretty physical toll on the Rangers today.
Yeah, you're right. There's no place like home, Mike, and Kitchener has played well at home all year. I think London really set the tone early on with their physical presence. They came out hitting, and I use the analogy like Kitchener was bowling pins, and they never stopped doing that right until the final whistle, including they wanted to hit even when the final whistle had gone at center ice. I think that was one of their game plans tonight, to be a very physical team. I don't expect any different on Tuesday night. Kitchener has to find an answer to that if they're going to get back in the series. The other big one for me, Mike, is 0 for 10. They had 7 power play goals in the Erie series. They have to find a way to generate. We know London's going to take penalties. Kitchener has to find a way to score on the power play, and they haven't been able to do that yet.
It's a really good point, Paul, and you don't want to beat on a team when it's down, but those power play opportunities include a 5-minute major in Game 1 on Thursday night, albeit a shortened major because the Rangers took a penalty, but still, you had the 5 minutes to work with, and then an extended 5-on-3 here today.
Yeah, and that's been, you know, now they are using or going against the number one penalty killing unit in the league, and we know, you made a really good point to me, is there a bit of, I don't know, fear is the right word, but because they're so offensive-minded on the penalty kill, Kitchener doesn't want to turn it over because they know it could bite them in the behind in the end. But they have to put that aside and get back to the basics of what has made their power play successful all year, you know, a top power play unit all year long. I think that's a big part of it. I think the 2 days off here is a good thing for the Rangers. Time to hit the reset button. Let's not worry about 2 wins. Let's worry about 1 win. Get yourself back in this series, and then worry about the second win. They can't be thinking we have to win 2 at home. They have to be thinking we have to win the first at home.
Real quick, because it just popped into my head, final thought on Matthias Stark, who was written as a defenseman today and played, and he was the victim of a 3-on-1 against for London's, I believe, second goal of the game. But nonetheless, Stark, I thought, all things considered for a rookie in this league, getting thrown into that situation in a playoff game, acquitted himself very well.
He did. He told me they were referring to him as the Swiss Army knife before the game. Some of the guys were calling him that. He did play well. He's a pretty good skater, which allows him to play that position. It was actually Henry Brusevich's goal that Andonowski got caught up on, and it was a 3-on-1. The second goal, Mike, was the Hultonen goal, which
the net came off.
The net was off again at the same end. So a little bit of craziness here in Budweiser Gardens in the first 2 games. Let's see what Game 3 brings for us Tuesday night in the Memorial Auditorium.
And that's where we will be. It will be your traditional weeknight 6:35 pregame show Tuesday back in Kitchener. The Knights win 5-1 here at Budweiser Gardens today, taking a 2-0 series lead. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk in Kitchener, Jordan Malcolm, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday night from Budweiser Gardens in London.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.